It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome to the Grilling Guys. It's a beautiful Saturday. It's a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are going to light up your backyard today. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, peace, love, and barbecue, baby. It is Saturday. We're smoking it up. We are doing a live event over in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We've got just some great guests coming on here and booting things up. Randy, what do you got on the show plan?
Well, coming right off the top, we've got our friend Matt Greff from Arbor Brewing.
Why are they always our friend?
Because they are. Anybody that brings beer is your friend. Come on, that's part of the Grilling Guys, right?
Right.
And we actually have our first clergy on the show. We're going to have Father Mark on a little bit later. Going to give us a little blessing of the Grilling Guys, so that's awesome. We got a bunch of recipes. Bob broke down this thing called a bacon explosion. He put a little twist on it this week, and you guys are going to want to hear this because we are getting you ready for Memorial Day weekend. It's the official kickoff of the summer, and we are going to light it up.
You know, out of due respect for our armed forces, we just love our military, and today is Armed Forces Day. We salute the armed forces of the United States of America, the greatest military on the earth.
Hoo-ah! You got it. You got it. But right now, let's talk to Matt. So tell us what's going on at Arbor Brewing.
First of all, peace, love, and beer, fellas. It's good to be on the show. I thought I'd change that
co-opted
a little bit.
Yeah, we're talking with Matt Greff from Arbor Brewing. Thanks so much for coming all the way over from Ann Arbor and wearing those bad-looking Ray-Bans. You're wearing them well.
Thank you so much. It's a treat to be here. You guys are the best. Thank you for everything you do for not just the culinary world, but for the beer world as well. We really appreciate it.
We kind of like it.
So if nobody, or not nobody, if somebody is not familiar with Arbor Brewing, sounds like it might be in Ann Arbor, but you got more than one location, don't you?
We do. We've had a brew pub in Ann Arbor since 1995, which I hate to say makes us kind of the grandparents of the industry. There were 7 breweries in Michigan when we opened in 1995, and now we have more than 100.
Right.
So, and then in 2006, we opened a microbrewery in Ypsilanti, which under a different license, which allowed us to package and distribute our beer. So our beer is now available throughout the state of Michigan. So we have 2 very fun, wonderful, very different locations in Washtenaw County.
I have been to the pub downtown Ann Arbor multiple times. I have a buddy that lives over there. And if we're going to a Wolverines game, that's where we go. And sometimes, one time we actually didn't even go to the game because we went to the pub.
That makes me so proud. Yeah. I love to hear that.
It's just such a cool place. It's beautiful inside.
Thank
you very
much.
If you've never been there. And, man, your beer, you've been spot on the beers for, this was 10 years ago, probably.
Yeah, we've been there a long time. We hate to start adding up the years, but we're having our 17th anniversary this June, and I don't know where those years went. But they're washed in beer, and it's pretty wonderful.
Let's talk a little bit about your beer. You brought 2 or 3 with you today. You said you're pretty proud of one that's won some awards. Let's break that down a little bit.
I did. I brought 2 beers with me today. Well, I actually bought more that I can leave with you guys to help you through your entire
that's
show.
That's one of those fringe benefits.
You did get the last text. Good.
I did. Got the memo. Got the Grilling Guys memo.
Yeah, I sent it to Renee. Then I knew she'd pack your bag.
Exactly.
Love you, Renee.
Yeah.
We brought, in honor of the World Expo of Beer that's taking place this weekend in Frankenmuth, Michigan, we had an IPA that we entered last year that won Best IPA. There are over 2,000 entries in the entire expo, and then that beer went on to also win Best of Show for the entire World Expo of Beer. It's called the Buzzsaw American IPA, and it sells like crazy.
You've made that for a while.
About a year and a half only. Yeah, it's a relatively new addition to our lineup. And then the second beer I brought for you is a gold medal winner this year, which is a barrel-aged sour beer that it's called the Flamboyant Wild Wet Red. Say that 5 times fast at 9 in the morning without a beer in your hand.
Right. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are live in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're talking with Matt Greff He's rocking some Ray-Bans. We're about ready to try some Arbor Brewing IPA that apparently is like world class now, which is really cool. I'm pretty excited. So he's pouring it out of a wonderful Arbor Brewing growler, which looks pretty inviting.
Yeah, this is available in draft only at the moment.
Ooh, that's we'll some hoppy stuff.
Yeah, it's there is about 40 pounds of hops to a 7-barrel batch of beer.
Wow,
so this is
beautiful.
A very, very nice hoppy beer.
It's very hoppy, but you know what? There's no bite. It's
exactly.
So smooth.
I think that's why this is doing so well in competition, because it's relatively low in bitterness compared to IPAs. So it's not, it doesn't have that back of your mouth bite that a lot of IPAs have, but there's a ton of finishing and aroma and flavor hops in it. So you get all of this hop flavor and aroma without the bitterness.
What kind of IBU?
Only 59.
Fantastic. You know, I'm on record Cheers. Of not being a big IPA fan because of exactly what you just described, that bite in the back of your mouth. Usually those IBUs are much higher than that 59 number on these IPAs. And women typically don't like IPAs, and a lot of wimp guys like me aren't. That is not my favorite beer, but this one is fantastic, guys. I have to admit, because it just tastes fantastic, and that bite is not there.
And it's called Buzzsaw.
It's called Buzzsaw.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah, this pretty cool artwork here that you can't see on the radio.
We're looking at the poster for Buzzsaw, American IPA. You know, you could make a movie with that thing. That's right. That's like ready for Battleship right there.
Exactly.
It looks like something out of Battleship.
Exactly.
He should be coming up out of the ocean. Well, anyway, we're talking with Matt Greff. It is Armed Forces Day all across the world, and the grilling guys are lucky enough to be sitting in the sunshine using a buzzsaw in a different way this time, which is really nice, because sometimes Saturday, I'm a wood burner, and Saturdays, I got to get the chainsaw out.
Yeah.
I'd rather get the buzzsaw.
Get the buzzsaw out.
You should.
Yeah.
You need to try this, America.
I have to tell you, though, you really should start a fire, in your grill, that is, and this would go perfect. This would go perfect with, like, some grilled salmon on your grill.
Oh, it would.
If
good
you
call.
Got that. I mean, this is a great
call.
Beer for fish, this IPA, again, because it's not quite
or
so
even
bitter.
Catching salmon.
Right. Yeah.
You know, all the way around.
It's great that we finally got you live on the show. We've had you on over the phone before, but it worked out just great that you could make it to Grand Rapids. And
Grand Rapids, the best beer city in the United States.
Did we win it?
We did.
Oh.
You like the way I say we did?
Yeah. Good. Well, you're part of it because you ship a lot of beer over here.
We do. It's a really incredible, vibrant city, and we love coming over here and doing business and, more importantly, kind of taking part of the whole social scene that's taking place.
Yeah, we really need to hook up with Arbor Brewing sometime and go over there and do our show over there, because
I'm sure we will.
That downtown tap room, and what's the name of your tap room downtown?
It's Arbor Brewing Company.
That's it.
Yep, and then it's the Corner Brewery in Ypsilanti.
That's right. I was thinking of the Corner Brewery. Now, that one, that's a new venue for you. That's only six years old,
yes.
And that's a big place.
It is. We have a brewery that's six times the size of our brewery in Ann Arbor. And like I said, we have a really nice, you know, 200-seat beer garden, which would be perfect for the grilling guys to come hang out. One Sunday a month through the summer, starting tomorrow, we do what's called Halcyon Sundays, where we have DJs in the beer garden.
Nice.
All day Sunday. That'd be a really nice day to come and do some barbecue.
It sounds wonderful. Do you sell wine at any of those facilities?
We do.
You do?
We do.
Okay, I got a present for you from Fen Valley.
Ooh, oh, nice. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. It's Matt Greff from Arbor Brewing. He might want to stick around for a few minutes.
You know, I think we will, because I want to break down that sour beer that you brought, too, because that's a very unique offering from Arbor Brewing. And, you know, our folks down there on 1290 Talk or 1050 Sports Talk in Ann Arbor, that's in your backyard. So I think you're going to want to listen to that.
WTKA.
Great. And check it out, because, and then maybe give us a call in and let us know how that stuff tastes on your palate as well. But coming up next, we've got the King of Barbecue, Chris Mark's going to break down some Memorial Day recipes. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.